Good morning. It is Sunday, August the 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It is the Lord's Day, the Day of Resurrection, Sunday. Sundays are now devoted to the Psalms. And today, we're going to be working our way through Psalm 16 with the help of Timothy and Julie Tennant. It's entitled, His Holy One Did Not See Decay. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm chapter 16. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. The word of the Lord. And now consider this from Timothy and Julie Tennant from A Meditative Journey Through the Psalms. The Psalms have always been the prayer book for the people of God. The Psalms not only give voice to the prayers and meditations of God's people, but they connect us to the whole of biblical revelation. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the first recorded public proclamation of the gospel occurs in Acts 2, when Peter, standing with the other apostles, addresses the crowd. Only a few weeks earlier, they were in fear behind locked doors. Now they are publicly declaring the resurrection of Jesus. In his sermon, Peter quotes Psalm 16, verses 8 through 11, which gives the promise that God will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay, verse 10. Peter declares that if the psalm were only referring to the promise made to David, then why were David's bones in decay and the place of his tomb so well known? The answer is that the psalm was speaking prophetically about Jesus Christ, who never suffered decay, but was raised from the dead on the third day. He is the risen Lord. He is the first fruits of the general resurrection that will someday come to us all. Because Jesus Christ is risen, not only is his death on the cross vindicated as God's plan of salvation, but we have the assurance that in the end, we too will be resurrected from death. Christ's death and resurrection are what has made known the path of life, verse 11. It is the empty tomb that finally fulfills this psalm, granting us joy in his presence and eternal pleasures at his right hand, where Jesus Christ is seated in glory. This is why the entire gospel is summarized in what is known as the great Paschal greeting. Christ is risen, with the reply, He is risen indeed. Now today we're going to sing this psalm. And we're going to sing it with the Seedbed Psalter. We've printed the words in the email today, and I'm suggesting we're going to use the tune Terra Beta, which is the other name for This Is My Father's World. And I'm going to walk us through it. It'll take us a minute. This is a different kind of worship, a different kind of work of worship that we're about here. So, as I've said in recent weeks, psalm singing is not something most of us are used to, and it's a bit of an acquired taste. We've got to submit to the form and trust the process. So here we go. Oh, keep me safe, my God. I take refuge in thee. I said to God, you are my Lord. I have no good but thee. As for your saints on earth, they are the glorious ones, the godly who are my delight, your daughters and your sons. Those who seek other gods, their sorrows will increase. For chasing after emptiness will never bring them peace. I will not join with them blood offerings to make, the names of idols, empty gods on my lips I'll not take. The Lord's my portion and my cup, my sure defense. For you have made my lot secure, you're my inheritance. The boundaries of my life have fallen pleasantly. My heritage, my sure repose is beautiful to me. I'll praise and bless the Lord who has instructed me. Indeed, my heart and mind all night do counsel give to me. For I have set the Lord before me ere to stand, and I will never shaken be, for he's at my right hand. Therefore my heart is glad, my spirit does rejoice. My flesh will also dwell secure, and I'll lift up my voice. You won't abandon me to death and the grave sway. You won't allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the path of life, the way. For in your presence there is joy in all its full array. At your right hand are found both joy and pleasure store. For in your presence at your hand are pleasures evermore. Amen. Well, I told you that was a bit of a, you know, not a marathon, but I'd say it was a 10K. And we've done it. We've sung Psalm 16. And I love the tune, of course. This is my Father's World. Well, it's Sunday, and it's time to get ready for church, and I won't see you on the field today. I'll see you at the house. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.